You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, make a difference for those in need here in Cleveland. Bring your non-perishable canned food items to November 3rd, the November 3rd game against the Ravens for the Cleveland Browns Food Drive. Volunteers will be at First Energy Stadium gates collecting canned items and donations. Make a difference for your fellow Clevelanders with the Cleveland Browns Food Drive Sunday, November the 3rd at First Energy Stadium. Lots of stuff to talk about, obviously, as we get ready for this matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs. And both coordinators today, Norv Turner, Ray Horton, stopped by.
Do we want to go to the phones, though?
Before? Oh, you want to go to the phones before we get set? Yeah, why don't we get a caller Gary in?
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Gary and Medina?
Sure. We're inclusive.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I got 2 points I'd like to make. First is, you know, the quarterback situation, I mean, that is what it is. You know, there's no miracle help out there. As far as Campbell starting, I think worst-case scenario, he's better than Whedon. The other thing is I feel kind of bad for the coaching staff. I think the losses are going to keep coming, and I have a feeling that the big challenge is going to be keeping these guys engaged. And we do have a lot of young talent on this team, keeping them moving forward for the rest of the year. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge moving forward. So.
It's important. I think a lot of these guys know, though, given that we've seen Trent Richardson be traded, rumors about Josh Gordon, two guys that I'm sure a lot of the young players on this team looked at as two of the more talented guys, and you know what they've gone through with Richardson actually being traded and the rumors around Gordon, that everybody here knows that I think they're playing every day for their jobs, both with the Cleveland Browns and in the National Football League. So I think staying engaged, these guys have an opportunity to develop and show this regime, say, listen, I want to be here. I want to be a part of the Cleveland Browns, and I think that's going to be part of the big evaluation process over the next 9 games.
Motivation through fear is the philosophy of this organization. They have instilled this clearly. If they didn't by now, it is well established now. But I think this was from day one. I think it started when you really peel this thing back to the offseason and or to training camp. The day that Rob Chudzinski stood before reporters and said, this is really a close quarterback competition thing. And some folks just read that to mean he was trying to keep a fire under Brandon Whedon, that he couldn't possibly mean that it was really close. We have since seen all three quarterbacks start, and easily the guy who's the only other quarterback, the first non-Whedon starter that they had, could still be starting. Obviously, if he stays healthy, Brian Hoyer started out at third string. But now that you have all three starting, he spoke the truth. The head coach was not lying about the closeness of the competition and the feeling that everybody has to compete because your job is evaluated week to week. We've seen Greg Little get benched and reinstated. We've seen Devon Bess become a starter and now back to a non-starter. So I think the pressure and that fear of losing your job, keeping your job, roster changes right through this week, new people coming aboard, cycling through. This is it's motivation by fear.
It is. And you know what? That's okay. These guys are professionals. They're being paid very nicely to be able to play this game. And I think that there is, you know, it's not fear, but I think it's also motivation by meritocracy. And I think they've proven that where you were drafted does not matter to them in any way, shape, or form, given the trades that have been made, given the demotion of Brandon Whedon. It's about who's going to deliver and give this team the best chance to win. And you want to be one of the people that they consider gives them the best chance to win.
But I think it impacts the guys, the incumbents, the ones like Whedon, like Richardson when he was here, the others who were used to something else. It really wasn't that way previously. This team didn't do the heavy shakeup thing before. You were drafted by somebody, you were brought in by somebody, you were here. Now, it could be true though for those who have been brought in by this. The group running this football team, that there is more investment in those people, although they have brought in those guys and sent some of those guys packing, obviously. We saw in the draft, right, and how they've worked it, and in other places. So it'll be interesting just to see what the approach is through the balance of the season as players kind of look at their constant lack of security.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to see Leon McFadden at some point?
I'd like to, but the fact that we're not seeing him tells me resoundingly that Ray Horton and Louis Chofi know it will be a big it will be a mistake. It would be ugly if you put him out there. That's what I mean. That's the only thing I can take from it.
Right?
You're not
you
ready
to
play. This is your red shirt year.
Well, it's something.
Could be both, but a red shirt year.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I
and
like
if that's
that.
Red, that's not a good thing either.
No, absolutely work. Not at all. Not at all. That's been good. That was very good. You know, Ray Horton, speaking of this defense and the year, he's saying that he thinks that the defense is about to get a lot better. And he was asked about how he thinks his defense will evolve. And maybe it'll include Mr. McFadden in his red shirt year here over the next 4 weeks.
I think this next 4 week period for us, you'll see a kind of a different Cleveland Browns defense, and you'll start seeing the names that everybody thought. But I like where we're sitting at right now. And I think, again, at Thanksgiving, when we sit in here, you'll say, wow, you were probably right in what you said back there about getting better.
Yeah, Ray Horton talking about, again, getting better, improving. And
he's confident.
He's confident. He's never lacking confidence. And I think he looks at a game like that Green Bay game. I hope that, hey, that's a teachable tape. Take that and try to improve upon what you've done off of that. They've got to improve. Their third down defense has been bad, and you can't continually let teams keep drives alive. Again, when you don't have an offense that's helping you, it exacerbates the situation. But this defense has to be better than that. Even if it is Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback, even if it is a very smart guy like Alex Smith, there's no excuse to invest what they've invested in this defense and still be on the field after third down.
You're exactly right, and this Kansas City Chiefs team in the bottom of the league in terms of third down conversion, 35%. So this is a game where the Browns can show some improvement. And look at their schedule coming up. Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, who's definitely been struggling, Andy Dalton playing a little bit better the last 2 weeks, but the Browns have handled him once before. Roethlisberger is struggling, the Jaguars, then you get Tom Brady, the Bears, the Jets, and the Steelers. There isn't another quarterback on this schedule other than Tom Brady, who, by the way, has not played well this season, that is of the level of either Matt Stafford or Aaron Rodgers. So that's the good news. But you want to see tangible improvement on third down. I think it should start this week against the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about where they stand in terms of their third down conversion percentage for the season. They are 27th in the NFL, tied for 25th, I'm sorry, at 35%. They convert third downs at the same rate as the Cleveland Browns, to put it in perspective. Then you get the Baltimore Ravens, another team who has really struggled with their third down conversion. So those are the next two games. This is an opportunity for this defense, I think, to take some big strides here and start getting off the field on third down, and maybe that's the improvement Ray Horton is talking about.
And Ray Horton also talked about this, about the number one goal of the defense.
I think the biggest responsibility of a defense is keep the game close. It's hard for us to score, so you keep it close. And again, do I want better in the fourth quarter? Yeah, I do. And that's been really the biggest disappointment to me is the last 2 weeks. Whether it was Detroit where we had the lead or Green Bay in the fourth quarter when the game was a potential, you know, 8-point, 9-point game, we didn't stomp them there at the end.
How does that sit with Norv Turner when he hears him say, we don't score?
That was real talk, huh? That was pretty blunt.
That was very blunt. He's right. They need to do it. They need to keep the game close.
It's not a misstatement. It's just often you don't tend to. I mean, you hear more politically correct stuff from coordinators. Although I don't think Ray necessarily subscribes to any particular script. I think he likes to give it to you as it is, and I think he's somewhat aware of the idea that okay, what you say or things like that can cause some rifts within, but. That is the truth, and again, it's more imperative on the defense to respond accordingly. And look, you can promote consistency. As the head coach, Rob Gudzinski promotes the idea that everybody should play great all the time. It shouldn't be about picking up the offense or picking up the defense.
Complimentary football.
It should be complimentary constantly. So I get that too. But from Ray Horton's end and from the defense's end, it's going to be hard for them to not acknowledge the fact that they've got to do more. And keeping the game close, as he put it, is what the best thing usually the defense does. You've said take it a step further. Keep it close, but get turnovers.
Right.
Make
get
plays.
Some turnovers, make some plays. And I think this game provides an opportunity to give, you know, it provides an opportunity to keep the game close so that in the fourth quarter they can force a turnover, they can make a defensive play, get a takeaway, the ball can bounce the right way, and the Browns can steal one. That's the formula against Kansas City this week. It's a good defensive effort to get it done. Now, Ray Horton could have meant there that the defense can't score themselves. Maybe that's what he was saying, although there are defensive touchdowns out there. We've seen Kansas City has done that. And in that case, you know, maybe that's what he meant there. They can't do the scoring, so all they can do is stop the opposition from scoring, which makes sense. But that's what they need to do in this game. So we'll see what happens. I think the fact that they get teams struggling to convert third downs will help them the next 2 weeks with Kansas City and with the Baltimore Ravens. And I hope that, you know, he's saying we're going to see the guys, the names you expect to deliver, start to deliver. I like his confidence. I can't wait to see it on Sunday.
216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, the number to join us, and we will get to some of your calls momentarily here on this show. And you tweet us at Browns underscore daily, at VICCARUCCI, at NATHANZEGURA. Love to hear from you. Those barks from the pound. It is Vic and Nathan, the growls, all of it, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.